Chapter 18. Clark. By the time Clark and Bellamy returned to camp with the medicine, darkness had fallen. She'd only been in the woods for a few hours, but as they stepped through the tree line into the clearing, it felt like she'd left a lifetime ago. They'd spent most of the walk back in silence, but every time Clark's arm accidentally brushed against Bellamy's, electricity seemed to dance across her skin. She'd been mortified after their kiss, and had spent the next 5 minutes stammering an apology while he grinned. Eventually, he cut her off with a laugh and told her not to worry about it. "I know you're not the type of girl to make out with random guys in the woods," he'd said with a mischievous grin. "But maybe you should be." But as they approached the clearing, all thoughts of the kiss were pushed aside by the shadowy outline of the infirmary tent. Clark took off with the medicine tucked under her arm. The tent was empty except for a delirious, feverish Talia, and to Clark's surprise, Octavia, who was just settling back in her old cot. "The other tent is just so small," Octavia was saying, but Clark couldn't do more than nod. She flung the medicine chest onto the floor, filled a syringe, and plunged the needle into Talia's arm. Then Clark turned back to the box, searching for painkillers. She quickly gave Talia a dose and smiled as her friend's face relaxed in sleep. Clark knelt next to Talia for a few more minutes, breathing a deep sigh of relief at her steady pulse. For a moment, she looked down at the bracelet on her wrist and wondered if, somewhere up in the sky, someone was monitoring her own heart rate. Dr. Lahiri, perhaps, or another of the colony's top doctors, reading the hundreds vital signs like the day's news. Surely they had seen that 5 people had died already. She wondered if they'd chalk the deaths up to radiation poisoning and rethink their colonization efforts, or if they'd be smart enough to realize they'd been killed because of the rough landing. She wasn't sure which scenario she preferred. She certainly wasn't ready for the Council to extend its jurisdiction to Earth. And yet her mother and father had devoted their lives to helping humanity return home. A permanent settlement would mean, in a way, that her parents had succeeded too. That they hadn't died for nothing. Finally, she scooped the medicine back into the chest and placed it in the corner of the tent. Tomorrow, she'd find a place to lock it up, but for now, Clark felt like she could finally rest. If someone was indeed monitoring their body count up in space, she was going to make damn sure they didn't drop below 95. She took a few shaky steps and collapsed on her cot without even bothering to take off her shoes. "Is she going to be okay?" Octavia asked. Her voice sounded far away. Clark murmured yes. She could barely open her eyelids. "What other medicine was in there?" "Everything," Clark said. Or at least she tried to say it. By the time the word reached her lips, exhaustion had numbed her brain. The last thing she remembered was hearing Octavia rise from her cot before falling into a deep, dreamless sleep.